Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, dobro jutro. I just love giving a voice to my passion. I just love doing my radio show. You're on the air and listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, you're listening to the show now, but it will be archived, and you could log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathyWatson. I'm just going to digress for a moment, and I want to read something to you. But before I read the poem, Slow Dance, Eric Toll said, realize deeply that the present moment is all that you ever have. Make the now the primary focus of your life. Give up waiting as a state of mind. When you catch yourself slipping into waiting, snap out of it. Come into the present moment and just be and enjoy being. And I loved what Harry Truman said. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. This poem is just absolutely, it will touch your heart. And then I will talk about choices. A book is dedicated to the spirit that never ages and to all who want to sing and dance through life. Now the poem, Slow Dance. Be with me here. Close your eyes and sit quietly. And visualize as I read the poem to you. Have you ever watched kids on a merry-go-round? Or listened to the sound of rain slapping on the ground? Ever follow a butterfly's erratic flight or gazed at the sun into the fading light? Yo, you better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. Do you run through each day on the fly? When you ask, how are you? Do you ever hear the reply? When the day is done, do you lie in your bed with the next 100 chores running through your head? You better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. Ever told your child we'll do it tomorrow, and in your haste you don't see his sorrow? Ever lost touch, let a good friendship die, because you never had time to call and say hi? You better slow down, don't dance so fast. Time is short, the music won't last. And when you run so fast, to get somewhere you miss half the fun of getting there. When you worry and hurry through your day, it's like an unopened gift thrown away. Life is not a race. Do take it slower. Hear the music before the song is over. You better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. This was written by a terminally ill girl, 6 months to live. She wanted to send a letter telling everyone to live their life to the fullest, since she never will. She'll never graduate, go to a prom, get married, and have a family of her own. So come on, let's all slow down and dance with now. Time is short. The music won't last. Hear the music before it's all over and dance with the now. And Eric Toll said, and I'm going to repeat this over and over again, because your mind will only hold my message, my words, for 8 seconds. He said, realize deeply that the present moment is all that you ever have. Make the now the primary focus of your life. Give up waiting as a state of mind. When you catch yourself waiting, slipping into waiting, snap out of it, come into the present moment. Can you just be and enjoy being? Nothing ever happened in the past that can prevent you from being in the presence. Oh, and Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. Well, darling, if you do mind, you're pushing up daisies. You're listening to Live on the Air with Kathy. And may I remind you that if you want to change your life, you have to change your thinking. You see, darling, you will never, ever happen again. Life is not a dress rehearsal. And will you promise me that you won't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart? Because now is the time to not be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. And I want to remind you, our body and brain don't age. We do, by our choices. Everything in life, this very moment, you are where you are because of your choice. And remember, tomorrow's promise to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. You're listening to Live on the Air with Kathy. And I want you to think about giving a voice to your passion. Feel the energy impacted. Feel the energy the brotherhood and sisterhood, iron workers impact, titanics shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live on the Air with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the tempestion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live on the Air with Kathy. It's brought to you in part by Ironworkers International, the Jean Perrion of the trades. I married an ironworker, and I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. I created a 6-minute CD about ironworkers, and I opened with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. It was absolutely lovely. You're listening to Live on the Air with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest network that brings you exciting shows that are informative and to truly help you enjoy your life right now. And I want to remind you, if you want to change your life, you have to change your thinking. Come on, honey. You've got to change your thinking. How is your life going? On a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the best, how is it? And yeah, you could call in. I will take one or two phone calls today because it is summertime. Are you ready to accept not only the gifts that life has for you right now, but that of summer? It's filled with simple pleasures. Sitting under the shade of a tree, reading a book, having iced tea with friends, taking a nap with your pet, and walking barefoot and doing nothing. Ah, just plugging out from the world to just be. Summertime, and the living is easy. Take time and watch the season change. Turn off the electronics and become more centered. You see, I love all the seasons. And I truly put myself into the center of the season. When it's fall, I just embrace fall. I let go of oncoming winter and the past summer. Nature's seasons reflect the cycles of life. The quiet of winter, the promise of spring, the maturing of summer, and the harvest of fall. Summertime and the living is easy. Sing out loud. Laugh. Do you know that laughter sends messages to our brain that life is good? The stress of challenge is lessened. Summertime, the living is easy, it's simple, filled with pleasure, it's a season of change, and one of the cycles of life. You're listening to Live on the Air with Kathy. I want you to go call Ex Libris 1-888-795-4274 and get a copy of the book that I wrote, The Heart of the Lion. You will just, it would be a great movie. Adventurous, exciting, mystical, supernatural, and romantic. The relationship of the main characters and how they relate to Africa. Another fascinating component is that while the story is fictional, there are some segments that are true. You won't be able to put the book down. That along with choices. A Chicago broadcast journalist is obsessed with making the pilgrimage across the Serengeti to solve the mystery behind a golden amulet given to her father during World War II. The spirit reincarnate unites with one of God's chosen creatures. Worlds apart, they become one in the land of Africa. All ages. Every and anyone that enjoys a mystical, romantic adventure of the young at heart, regardless of your age. Story is relative. Now, it may entertain, bring joy, and it may enlighten or sadden one's heart. The adventure is compelling. The book is important because it entertains the adventuresome and appeals to those that may embrace reincarnation. And this is Tom's first collaboration with the two of us. Dealing with the supernatural is always unprecedented. The theme of reincarnation is controversial. The book explores this in great detail. Get the book, The Heart of the Lion. It's entertaining, enlightened, and it really gives you reason to truly enjoy the wonderful journey of your mind. My Journey to Africa gives first-hand knowledge of the story's background. I truly wanted to go to Anna Aslan's Spa, Romania, but I wound up in Africa. Three actual supernatural experiences. Two ghostly sightings in life. This is what Tom has to say. While writing the book, Tom and Kathy shared an unusual coincidence regarding the characters. Tom had no way of knowing that the names he chose were actually the names of Kathy's parents. It was only after discussion in the beginning that Kathy asked Tom, "Hey, how did you know my parents' name?" And that Luke, Uncle Luca, was an uncle that lived with us. He said he just knew. I love to alert the media that there is a book covering the subject of paranormal activity and reincarnation. While embracing suspense and romance, Tom's experience with the paranormal and Kathy's intuitiveness have blended to create a phenomenal book. Africa has always been referred to as the Dark Continent. And in this book, The Dark Continent of Africa Exposed. And it's a romantic story, tracing the supernatural and the personal growth of two people desperately searching for the true meaning of life. You've tuned into, and you're on the air, live on the air with Kathy. And it was my pleasure to share with you the one book, the books that I've written, And I want to remind you that nature's seasons reflect the cycles of life. I love winter. I love all of them. The promise of spring, the maturing of summer, and the harvest of the fall. So it is summertime now. Oh, it is July 1st. Where on earth did June go? And I want you to laugh more. It sends messages to our brains, that life is good. And it does relieve whatever is stressing you. Now, the summer solstice. Yes, and I will get to the book. Oh, I only have 8 minutes left. Is here, 6 things that you need to know about the longest day of the year. I think it was June 21st. I may be wrong. I don't know. It was June 21st in 2018. But it might be a different date because we're into 2020. So why do we have a summer solstice anyway? This is when Earth orbits around the sun on a tilted axis. Probably because our planet collided with some other massive object billions of years ago, back when it was still being formed. So between March and September, Earth's northern hemisphere gets more exposure to direct high sunlight over the course of a day. The rest of the year, the southern hemisphere gets more. It's why we have seasons. You're listening to Live on the Air with Kathy. And I wrote Choices, introduced by Kathy Watson. It's awe-inspiring. The choices I revealed. Many successful entrepreneurs. I was going to have it be just a singular book. When I chose to undertake this mammoth task of writing choices, I decided to invite contributing authors. I immediately thought of people who've been in my life for over 30 years. People who personify living life to the fullest and who had some glimmer of wisdom to share with others that could lead them to enjoying their life to the fullest. Fasten your seatbelts, darling. Here it comes. I dedicated the book to the spirit that never ages and to all who want to sing and dance through life. And you could call Author House and get a book. Oh, I love giving books as gifts. Now, the introduction. Kathy's story through the years, you will love it. With the book, Help and Hope is just a page away. You know, life is not a dress rehearsal. This is it, honey. If you don't enjoy being in the now, let me repeat Eric Toll. Dobro, realize deeply that the present moment is all that you ever have. Make the now, N-O-W, the primary focus of your life. You know why I love doing this show? It brings me back to my center. I just love it. Get the book, Choices. It may help and give you hope to improve any aspect or to change. You want to change your life, change your thinking. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hands. melting like a snowflake. Oh, backward turn, backward, O time, in your flight. Make me a child again just for tonight. I was raised by immigrant parents. Ma and Pa were among the many that made their way to America from Europe in the early 1900s. My mother gave me insight into her world. As a natural nutritionist, we were never sick. And my father instilled in me work ethics, second to none, and our home was like living on a farm, and we had Petey the goat that I just love. I didn't know we weren't rich. My sisters, brother, and I grew up happy. One thing stands out in my mind as vividly today as it was when children were to be seen, not heard. You can't imagine what effect that had on me. I danced to a totally different drummer. I was inquisitive, curious, anxious to sing and dance, to shout to the world, "Hey, look at me, here I am!" It took years for me to find my voice, and it's all in my cover story. I chose not to go into detail about my life here way too long. If you want to know more, log on and get the book. Now, do you believe timing is everything? I do, because writing choices, I wrote this 10 years ago in 2010. While writing, I had an epiphany. Why not open the book to wannabe authors by offering them a chapter in choices? Give them an opportunity to tell their stories, their journeys, and reveal in their own words how they survived to become who they are today. The time is always ripe for choices. I mean, their stories will amaze you. You'll be immersed in the voice of choice, the voice of challenge, despair, clarity, direction, vision, immigration, perseverance, purpose, and mission. I'm going to share a tad of my story, my choices. I'm asked so many times, "Kathy, what are your secrets to staying the course? Who and what fuels your fire in the belly to keep on keeping on?" The truth, I haven't a clue. But maybe it's knowing that though many are selected, only a few are chosen. And I know that I've been chosen. For your information, I do not have an MD or PhD or any other degree. I've been fortunate to experience life firsthand with all the twists, turns, disappointments, and challenges with intelligent, visionary, futuristic insights. Yo, God did not part the Red Sea for me. Early on, I had health issues brought on by stress and poor choices. I overcame them all. Anyway, after many trials and tribulations, I put my blinders on and looked forward to the future with excitement and anticipation. Get the book! I promise you, choices will rock your world. You see, your thoughts create your experience, your future. My choices divined my future, designed my future. I promise you, the book, you will not be able to put it down, will rock your world. The pleasure, darlings, is all mine. Before I begin my story, the first chapter, I chose to live. Get the book from Author House. You will just love it. Give it as gifts. It's been my pleasure. Au revoir.